We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on October 19, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, How Much is Enough?
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Questions, questions, questions. You've got questions. I've got answers. Or so might Jesus say to the disciples and to us. A couple of weeks ago, some preached on the story from Matthew chapter 18, in which we hear that Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven times. Jesus is certainly not saying that we should keep count until we reach that magic number of 490, and then we can stop forgiving. Clearly, the idea is that forgiveness should be unlimited. We cannot keep count. Unlimited forgiveness that we give others and forgiveness we receive from others and from God. In today's gospel reading, we heard of the woman pleading her request over and over and over. How many times? We don't know. It is not specified, but clearly a large number of times. I think that we sometimes find ourselves much like Peter, wanting specific answers, specific numbers, if the question calls for such an answer. We want to do what we need to do, but want that exact answer so we don't do more than we have to do, just enough. What must I do to inherit eternal life? The rich young man asked Jesus. He got an answer calling for him to fully commit to following Jesus. Surely not the answer he wanted to hear, and probably not us either. He wanted to hear. Do A, B, C, and D, and you're all set. We tend to want those easy to follow answers as well. But that is just not the way it works. Jesus provides the answers to all the questions asked of him, but that doesn't make the answers easy. And it does not mean that we should stop asking questions of our Lord. How many of us have had children who plead their case? I really, really need that latest gadget. I really, really want, you name it. It can be persistent and often annoying. But we have to admit, their pleading often works. I know that firsthand. Whether a child pleading their case or us pleading with God, there is a big difference between wants and needs. A loving parent is not likely to deny their child those things that are truly needs. And neither will God deny us our needs. We routinely pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We are not praying simply for physical bread, but that God will provide for all our needs, physical, emotional, and spiritual, just as that loving parent does for their children. It's interesting that in the Lord's Prayer, pleading for our daily needs and the importance of forgiveness are so closely aligned. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. It's no coincidence nor accident that these come together. They both involve unlimited appeals to God. Sometimes our pleadings go unanswered, or so it seems. I have had times when I've prayed and feel like there is no answer. Sometimes, though, it is because I am not praying for what I need, but rather for what I may selfishly want, or even for what is really not good for me. Have you had those times? I think we all do. It is, of course, our human nature to want more, whether as children or as adults. It isn't easy when our prayers seem to go unanswered, or when it seems that the answer is no. But God knows far better than we do what we need and what is best for us. Not always what we think. We pray for healing and health. And when those things don't come, we are disappointed. When I was facing heart surgery years ago, I prayed for healing and for the courage to face whatever the outcome would be. At that time, I was working with a wide variety of churches in Connecticut and had pastors from many of those churches come by to also pray with me. I think the hospital staff must have wondered just who I was with so many clergy showing up. Having serious heart issues at a relatively young age is not something anyone wants. But God did grant successful surgery and healing, perhaps a miracle, given the severity of my condition and the extent of the surgery. But even more, gave me an understanding of what others go through in such circumstances, giving me more empathy and faith in my ministry. I have no doubt many of you have had similar experiences in your lives. The widow in our gospel story was certainly not seeking something frivolous. She was seeking justice from this judge. That would seem to be a noble cause. Yet, this judge repeatedly refused her request. We don't know why the judge refused, but we are told that this judge had no respect for God nor for people. Not good qualities for a judge. Regardless of the past denials, this woman was persistent. She repeatedly came to the judge saying, "Grant me justice against my adversary." Refusal after refusal, she kept asking. Eventually, the judge granted her the justice she sought, if for no other reason than to stop her from bothering him. Jesus explains this parable, telling the disciples, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" How much should we plead our case to God in prayer? How much is enough? Paul says in the first letter to the Thessalonians, "Rejoice always, pray continually." That doesn't mean continually praying for the same need, but that we should always have our minds in a spirit of prayerful communication with God. When we are struggling and don't think our prayers have been answered, we're not necessarily the way we want, we should bring those petitions to God again until we find comfort and understanding in the answer. Continually being in a spirit of prayer certainly does not mean being in a mode of saying, "Our Father who art in heaven," over and over and over all day long. But it does mean being open to God's presence everywhere, every time, every moment of the day. The beauty of nature, the beauty of friendship, the wonder of love for one another. All things that we should be in communication with God in thankfulness and appreciation. The final line of our reading today is important. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith? If we pray but do not have faith that God hears and answers our prayers, we may as well talk to the wall. Jesus' point is that with faith, our prayers will be answered. In God's time and in God's way. That faith opens our hearts and minds to accept and receive the response from God, whatever it may be, confidently knowing that God's ways are not our ways, but that God knows far better than we do just what we need from day to day. The often quoted psalm we read affirms and assures us of the care our Lord God has for us. The psalmist reminds us that the Lord watches over us. Indeed, watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you, over all of us, as you come and go, both now and forever. Knowing that, we should come to God in prayer in every situation in life. Prayers of need and prayers of joy and thanksgiving. May we lift our hearts and minds to God in prayer at all times, as Jesus did. For that is pleasing to our loving Lord God. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, open us to pray constantly, even as you taught us, knowing that our prayers are welcome and pleasing to Almighty God. May we have faith that our petitions are indeed heard and answered. For God loves each one of us and knows our every need and want. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on October 19, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, How Much is Enough? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.